Thank you, and good morning, and welcome once again to this radio program. We're glad that you're listening this morning, and it is our privilege to be able to bring to you another message from the Word of God. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to come to the church services at the Independence Baptist Church. Our Sunday school begins this morning at 10 o'clock. We have regular classes for all ages. We'd love for you to come and to be with us in these services. Bring your families, your Bibles. If you have an interest in learning what the Word of God says, then we invite you to come to these services today. Our worship service begins this morning at 11 o'clock. And if you're not able to come into the Sunday school, then you feel free to come on into the preaching service at 11 o'clock. And then tonight we meet again at 4 o'clock that we might be able to worship the Lord again in spirit and in truth. And then Wednesday night our Bible study is at 7 o'clock. And so we invite you to come to these services and trust that you will. This morning, we'd like to take our text from the book of Psalms 127. That's Psalms 127, and we'd like to speak about the subject of sleep. I know you might not have heard too many messages about sleeping, and sometimes, you know, preachers in church, they're always trying to get their folks to wake up. They don't want them to go to sleep, and certainly I don't want you to go to sleep now as I'm preaching this message. I want you to listen to what the Word of God has to say about sleep. And we're not going to cover everything that the Bible has to say about sleep because it's a very large subject. The Bible talks about people that can't sleep because they're too rich. The Bible talks about the sleep of a laboring man is sweet, whether he hath little or much. But the wealth of the wealthy will not allow these people to sleep. We don't want to talk about that. That's a different part of it, of the subject of sleep altogether. What we'd like to think about this morning are those people that have trouble sleeping because they are worrying. And I know this really does hit home because it's one of the things that I've had to deal with and continue to have to deal with in my life. The Bible said, the book of Psalms 127, verse 1 and 2. The Bible reads like this: Except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. Now read verse 2. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows. Now listen. For so he giveth his beloved sleep. Sleep is indeed a precious thing. Sleep, like everything else, can be misused. There are those people that sleep when they ought to be working, and they wonder why they're so poor. And the reason is they've simply not gone to work. They ought to wake up and go to work. But there is an element about sleep that is absolutely beneficial to the human body. It is necessary for our continued existence upon this earth. And in the places that we're going to look this morning, we want to talk about sleep as being a rest that God gives. Notice in this verse, Psalms 127, verse 1 and 2, that it is talking here about we ought to trust the Lord. The Bible said, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. And we could speak here about people that are worrying about their finances. And I know that there is a certain amount of concern that we ought to have because the Bible says that we ought to look well to our herds and to our flocks. But I'm not talking about the ordinary or the normal concern that a person ought to have about his finances and about his paying his bills and that kind of thing. I'm talking about the person that is absolutely worried to death, and when he goes to the Lord in prayer about his finances, he immediately keeps worrying about those same things that he's already prayed about. The Bible said, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. And it means exactly what it says. The Bible said it is vain. It is empty. It is useless, senseless, for us to rise up early and to sit up late because we're so concerned about building our house or about the affairs of this life. The Bible said, God gives His beloved sleep. And so today, if you are overly concerned and anxious about the affairs of your life, about how you are going to make a living, about how you are going to see things through, listen, the Bible says, trust God and sleep a restful sleep. Do not be overly concerned or anxious about those things. Rather, go to the Lord in earnest prayer, and God will supply all your need. Now, I can just hear somebody out there saying, well, preacher, if you knew the kind of troubles I was having, you wouldn't say that. You would agree with me that I am in a terrible condition, worse condition than anybody has ever been, and I have no choice except to worry. Let me tell you. The Bible says, don't worry. And I want to give you today an example of someone in the Scriptures that was able to lay down and sleep when there were people in the same town he was living in that was trying to take his life. Look with me in the book of Psalms 3, the third division of the book of Psalms. Here is a story concerning David, who was the king of the nation of Israel. Now, you talk about somebody that had trouble. David had trouble. So when you tell me that you can't sleep because you absolutely have more troubles than God can take care of, I can't handle that. I can believe that you have more troubles than you're willing to let God take care of, but not that God can't take care of them. Here was a man, David, and in this verse that we're going to read, we're going to find that David is indeed in great trouble because his son, whose name is Absalom, has taken over the kingdom from David. This son would have killed his own dad, and David knew it. David left Jerusalem in order to preserve his own life and to save the lives of the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Not only would Absalom have killed David, but Absalom had men under his command that was actively seeking David's life. As David was leaving the town of Jerusalem, there was a man by the name of Shemaiah that came along beside David. There was a valley between David and Shemaiah. And this man began to curse David to his face and publicly. This man began to throw dust in the air and to throw rocks across that little valley toward David and all of his men. He was saying, David, you're a child of Belial. That is, David, you're worshiping a false god. He said, David, the reason you're having to leave is Jerusalem is because you were the one that killed Saul. Shemaiah had the story all wrong. I mean, David is in a terrible time. And David settles down there and takes his rest in the very town that Shemaiah is now living in. Notice what David does. David only has about 600 men with him. But there's more than 600 men that are chasing David, trying to kill him. The Bible said, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? David looks around and he sees all these people on every hand that's trying to kill him and run him out of town. Many are they that rise up against me. Not a few, David says, but many. I'm reading in Psalms 3 in verse 2. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. But David doesn't say that God can't help him. Verse 3. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. David is saying, Lord, you are my shield. You are my protector. You are the one that keeps the fiery darts of the wicked from destroying me. Verse 4. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. In verse 4, the Bible said here that David prayed. He prayed with his voice. He prayed in an audible voice. He prayed so that the men around him could hear him praying. I mean, David is in trouble, and he's crying with his voice unto the Lord, and men hear him pray. And the Bible said he heard me out of his holy hill. Let me ask you something. When you pray to the God, and you're bringing to him your load of guilt and trouble and your sorrows and the things that keep you awake at night, does God hear you? David said, God heard me. Now notice in verse 5. David said, I laid me down and slept. I awakened, for the Lord sustained me. You may have a lot of worries and a lot of troubles, but more than likely, there's nobody trying to kill you. There's nobody trying to run you out of town. There's nobody that stood over here on the background and throwed dust in the air and throwed rocks at you. You probably do have some worries. But David had greater worries than that. And besides that, it was David's own son that was trying to kill him. And David said, I laid me down and I slept, because the Lord sustained me. In verse 6, I want you to see what David said. David said, I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Now, how many men did David have with him? The Bible records that David had about 600 men with him. And David said, I'll stand with these 600 men against thousands that are against me. You know why David could say that? Well, it was because God was on David's side. And it's an honor and a blessing to have the Lord standing by us to protect us. And David prayed, and God said, I am going to protect you. And as a show of that, David lay down and slept. I know that people say, well, you know, we're living in such a terrible, terrible time of stress that it's worse than it's ever been before, and that there's just hardly any way to get out of all of the stress that is upon us today. I know that we're living in a time of stress. As a matter of fact, that's what the Bible says. The Bible tells us in the book of Luke, chapter 21, that in the last days, verse 26, that men's hearts shall fail them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. The Bible talks about an increase in heart attacks. That's in the book of Luke, chapter 21, verse 26. It's come to pass, just like the Bible said, a great time of stress. But let me read you another verse. In the book of Galatians, chapter 5, and verse 22. Notice this as you compare what the Bible says in Luke 21, 26 about men's hearts failing them, then what the Bible says the way that it can be. The book of Galatians, chapter 5, and verse 26. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Against such there is no law. If there was ever a day when men seek peace, it's today. We're living in a very stressful time, stressful situations, but God said, I can give you peace. The peace that God gives you will not come through a treaty signed with some country somewhere. It will not come through a treaty that you've signed with your work that you're going to work for the next 45 years. No, you're going to have peace because Jesus is our peace. I see that our time has slipped away from us again today. We appreciate you listening, and we trust that the message has been a blessing and a help to you as it has to me. We do invite you again to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church and listen again next Sunday morning for another radio broadcast, the Lord willing. Thank you now for listening.